Well, joining us ahead of Christmas, let's say a Merry Trigmas, it's Hannah Trigwell. Good morning.
Good morning. I like that.
You Trigmas. See? Trigmas.
Cool. Yeah.
There is already a new album of Christmas covers sorted out.
Yeah, it's in the pipeline. We're sending it off and it'll be ready tomorrow.
I'm all excited now.
No,
you're lying to me. You're lying to me. Next year, Trigmas. That's what was going to happen next year.
Yeah.
Got to be done. We've including in that a cover of Hello Again by Neil Diamond.
Oh, okay.
Keep telling you, honestly.
If we leave you in charge of the track listing, it's all going to be
perfectly fine.
Neil Diamond all the way.
Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
But guaranteed hits, Hannah, guaranteed hits. It's been a little while since we've had you in the studio.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
So earlier in the year, I did another couple of UK runs and a European tour with a guy called Jeremy Loops.
Oh, I love Jeremy Loops. He came in, actually.
Did a session.
Yeah. What an amazing guy.
Yeah, so cool. So he's from South Africa, for anyone that doesn't know. And then I did a tour with Dam.
They're good as well. The Damned. Yeah, they're fantastic.
No, I did a tour with Walk Off the Earth. I was going to say Walk Off the, and then I forgot the last. What a strange word to forget.
That
Walk
is, isn't
Earth.
It?
Which was really cool. We did a couple of dates in France and then London, and then I released a single, Another Beautiful Mistake, and then just last week released another one called Filthy Rich. And
wow.
And now I'm here.
Yes, and now you're here. We're going to hear a festive tune very shortly.
Peak of the year for me.
Yes, peak of the year. Your cold is there. We've got the full Phoebe Buffay smelly cat voice going on. This is great news.
Yeah.
I think the last time you came in here, you were suffering with a cold as well. It's something about this place.
And it's weird. You always seem to call me when I'm ill.
That's either a good bit of thing or a bad thing. I don't know. Probably the bad thing. What about Christmas? What's Christmas like looking for you this year? Are you all finished with your Christmas shopping?
Yeah. Do you know what? I was. I always kind of look down on these people, but I was very much ready at the end of November.
No, really.
But I don't usually. I'm not usually like that, but I went shopping. I think it was like some kind of week, mid-November, and I went shopping and I just thought, if I don't do it now, because of everything else I had going on, I was just thinking, I'm never going to. So I just had this mad day in Redhall with my mum, and we just sorted it, blasted it.
That's
great.
The way to do it, isn't it? Are you a particularly difficult person to buy for? If people are buying you presents, are you difficult to buy for?
I don't think I am,
right?
But people have told me that I am.
Really?
Well, I'm not. I'm not like a really girly girl,
but
I'm not into I like sports and stuff, but I'm not.
Yeah.
My main thing is music.
Okay.
And then, of course, like my musical things, I need to get them myself.
They need to be quite specific, I would imagine. Yeah,
and
sure.
And certainly with like guitars and another piece of kit, you have your own specific.
Yeah.
You know what you like and your needs and stuff. So so I guess I'm quite hard to buy for, but I like socks, honestly. I feel like that's the best present.
They're nice and easy. I used to complain about getting socks. Now I'm just happy because invariably the ones I've got holes in.
Yeah,
so I need a new pair. I'm quite happy that Christmas is here to get a new sock wardrobe.
You just call it Sockmas.
Yeah, Sockmas. That's exactly what it should be. Do you re-gift where you open something up and you've seen it and you think, I don't really want that, and then wrap it up again and give it to someone else?
It's no, good. But that's a great idea.
Regifting. It's got to be done. Yeah, it's got to be done.
What if you accidentally give it back to the person that gave it to you?
Well, that is the dilemma. Usually what I would suggest is wait a year and then regift it either for for someone's birthday or for next Christmas. And then there's 12 months where they can forget about that gift.
Do you have a cupboard just full of...
Full of gifts.
Ready
full of gifts,
to go.
Yeah, ready to go. Ready to go.
I've
opened stuff up already this year. That people have given me, and I've automatically wrapped it up again and passed it on to someone else.
Wow. Savage.
Yes, it is savage, isn't it, really? Yeah. But, you know, they won't know. They won't know. No one's going to listen to this. I'm hoping. Maybe. So what's the plan for Christmas Day? What's is it just a normal traditional Trigmas for you?
So Christmas Eve's a really big day.
Really?
For the Trigwells, yeah. I usually go home and we go to the cinema and watch the Christmas film, which I'm not sure what it is this year.
Well, you've got Rogue One, a Star Wars story.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, go and see it. It's unbelievable. I've seen it again tonight. It's amazing.
Wow.
There's a Disney one out called Moana. There's not really a massively Christmassy film. Bad Santa. It's not Christmassy.
Really?
Yeah, Bad Santa is not. Well, it is, but you won't want to be there with your family watching it. Let's say it's not for family viewing. Let's say that.
Okay. Yeah, and then Christmas Day, I'll just be, chilling with family.
Nice. Do you partake of the full Christmas? Are you a big fan of turkey or not?
Yeah.
You don't seem that bothered about turkey at all there, Hannah.
I'm more like the roast veg is just amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the turkey's just kind of, not as bad as the sprouts.
Oh, good.
But still, it's just a tradition thing.
Yeah.
I'm more of a beef eater, I suppose.
Woman after my own heart here. She doesn't like sprouts and she prefers beef. This is great news, Hannah. This is great news.
Trigwell facts.
Yeah. Trigwell facts today. She doesn't like sprouts. She loves the beef. We're going to hear a festive track for you now. You've done a rather beautiful version of Last Christmas for us. Do you like? Is that your favourite Christmas song? Or?
Yeah, I think it is. Ideally, I wouldn't have, just been recovering from flu. So it's husky. But yeah, I think that's my favourite song. But then I like all of them. Driving Home for Christmas is great.
People complain that we play them too early. I only started playing them in December, and I just can't get enough of them.
What do you feel about the Pogues?
See, I really like it. I don't think it's the... Everybody says that's the best ever. It's not for me, it isn't, no.
I don't think it's the best ever, but some people really don't like it.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a lot of different sentiments in that song that people don't realise. And then when you actually listen to the lyrics, you're like,
It's quite clever.
It is. It's very, very clever indeed. Very clever. Yeah. We're going to hear Last Christmas now. This is from Hannah to everybody. Hannah, thank you so much for coming in. And have a very, very Merry Trigmas and a Happy New Year as well. And we'll hopefully catch up in the new year with a new song coming out.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Brilliant stuff. Hannah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. And this year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. And this year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Happy Christmas, I wrap it up and sent it with a note saying I loved you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kiss me now, I know you'd fool me again. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, and the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Crowded room, friends with tired eyes, I'm hiding from you and your sore eyes. My God, I thought you were someone to rely on. Well, I guess I was a shoulder to cry on. A face of a lover with a fire in his eyes. A man undercover, but you tore me apart. And now I know what a fool I've been. And if you kiss me now, I know you'd fool me again. Last Christmas I gave you my heart. Special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but you gave it away. And this year, to is, I'll give it to someone special.